Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Welcome to Happy Mum, Happy Baby, Parenting SOS. Not a day goes by in my house where the conversations don't lean towards we and poo. It's the joys of living with kids. We talk about it a lot, and I think that fascination might have come from us and the endless nappy changes we've done over the years. There's endless commentary about what is in the nappy, but that conversation really ramps up when you start taking on the huge milestone that is potty training. Quite weirdly, potty training is one of those topics that everyone has an opinion on. And today I'm joined by Amanda Jenner. Amanda is recognised as the UK's toilet training expert, a role that often takes her around the country offering advice and support to parents and carers. Hi, Amanda.
Hello. Thank you for having me today.
I mean, it's a huge topic. I've always found it really baffling that everyone has an opinion on it. You know, oh, aren't they potty trained yet? Oh, you should really start. You know, when I was pregnant, oh no, I think I'd just had a newborn and someone got in touch about the fact that they had specific type of training that was sort of hanging their baby over the toilet when recognising signs in that way. And, you know, so I think straight away I was like, oh, this is a topic that's going to be one to watch, definitely.
Yeah. It's very competitive. I mean, parenting is, isn't it? But toilet training, definitely. It's one of those things where people all have an opinion or, oh, can't believe your little one's still in nappies at three, or, you know, oh, don't you think you should start potty training? We get, you know, so many parents get really stressed out about other people's opinions and then they feel they're doing the wrong thing. But actually, it's not the case. You know your child better than anyone else. So it's just, I'm a great believer of going with your gut. You know, we're going to those signs and stuff. But yeah, definitely. It is one of those things where it's very opinion based. And some other parents do look down on people when they, you know, their kid's three and they're still in nappies. But it's absolutely fine. It's just when they're ready.
Yeah. I mean, of all the things, though, to be judgmental over, no, wait until their kid's a teenager and they've done something awful.
Yeah, I know. I always say to them, this is just the start, you know, just calm down. Everyone has to go for a poo and a wee. It doesn't matter. They will do it. They're not going to university in nappies. We're fine. Yeah. So just chill out. They just need to chill out. But it is, I mean, there's so many things that I've done in the past where parents are like arguing about it. It's like proper,
really?
You know, honestly. Yeah.
But it's that stress and stuff that just doesn't help you when you're going into it.
No, it doesn't. I mean, parenting's pressurised anyway, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, they didn't come with a manual when you have a kid. So, but with potty training, I would say I've got three kids, 26 down to 15. And I would say that potty training was the most stressful thing because, you know, they're so used to going in a nappy and then all of a sudden they've got to sit on this plastic thing and go for a poo and a wee. And it's really hard. It's hard on all the family, not just the little one, because it does turn the household upside down a little bit. But, you know, it's doable, it's fine. So you just got to chill out.
What led you into becoming the UK's, you know, leading toilet training expert? How did you take that path?
My son, George. This is going to be my wedding speech. He's turned 26 this week. So we were out and about, you know, the wrong thing this is, by the way. You have got to go out and
You've
about,
got to learn,
this is
yeah,
the
yeah.
wrong thing that I did. So I've just had a newborn. You don't potty train when you've just had a newborn, but I didn't know. I was young.
Yeah.
George was two and Holly was just 2 weeks old. I was breastfeeding and all of it was going on. And I thought, I've got to get out and go out with the kids. Took me 5 hours to get out the door, got out the door. He wanted to take this massive Thomas the Tank Engine potty with him. And I'm like, where am I going to put that in a double pushchair with all sorts going on? You know what it's like. But I did. I took it in a carrier bag. Of course he wanted a wee as soon as we got out into the high street. So I plonked him on there because you can't tell a two-year-old to hold on when you're potty training. And he went for a wee. I had nowhere to put it, so I just tipped it down a drain. And this guy came up to me and he went, "What a disgrace, what have you just done?" And I've got a two-year-old crying his eyes out because this man shouting at me. I've got milk coming out everywhere because I was breastfeeding. She was screaming. And I just stood there and I was like, oh, my God. And I started crying. And I did. I went home and I thought, there's got to be something out there better than this. And then my carry potty was born. I thought, I want a potty with a lid. Yeah. And I've got to help parents. This is awful. This is an awful situation that I don't think we should be going through for a simple life thing that we have to do with kids. It just went from there. I invented my carry potty and then people started asking me questions. I started going into nursery schools and I'm thinking, right, okay, every child's different. Let's see how we can make this better. And then Potty Training Academy was born. I train nurseries. You know, I've potty trained so many children, like, I can't even tell you, all over the world, Dubai, London.
Yeah.
Australia, America. And it just, I don't know. I mean, when I left school, I didn't think, you know, I'm going to be a poo and wee queen or anything.
what an ambition, Amanda.
I know, I mean, come on. But I mean, I'd love to meet my head teacher now. And it just sort of went from there. And I just love helping families. I'm a very family orientated person. Obviously, like, you're Italian, I'm Maltese. So it's like very family. And I think I just love helping families. And I wanted to solve that problem. And I thought it's something that parents shouldn't have to feel really bad about doing out and about either. So, and that's where it's evolved and gone on from there. And yeah, write books and everything about it now. It's amazing.
It's incredible. Now on Parenting SOS, I ask you the three questions that you are most asked. And you've sent them in, so I'm going to ask them to you. When is the best time to start potty training?
Yeah, that's a big one. So when your child is ready, not when your mother tells you, your mother-in-law tells you, it's when your child is ready. So key signs are hiding, you know, when they're doing a poo or a wee, you know, swaying side to side. And then if they've done something in their nappy, they want it changed. Some kids actually like to sit in it, but when they want it changed, because this is a sign that they're actually starting to recognise their bodily functions, which is really important. And they're really, really good key signs. And when they're showing those key signs, it's so important that you start, even if you're not about to start, start saying, are you doing a wee? Are you doing a poo? So they're actually sort of relating to what they're doing. That's really important. But they're really good signs. Some children don't speak till later on, or non-verbal children is different. But I would say it's really good when they can at least communicate with you, because, you know, they're not going to be able to tell you if they haven't started speaking that they need a wee or a poo. Yeah. That's really important as well. They're really good signs that, you know, they're ready. And you'll know as a parent, you're thinking, right, they're starting to get a bit tetchy about having a nappy on, or they're stopping or they're hiding because they can feel what's going on. This is a good time to start educating them ready for when you start. So they're very good key signs.
Okay. Your next question is, how do you keep your little one on the potty?
That's a big one as well, because what you'll get is at the beginning of potty training, they sit on it and they get up and they go, yay, and it's like, there's nothing in there, you know. So they're really clever. I love to do a distraction box. It doesn't have to be expensive. Make a box yourself, get an old shoe box, decorate it with them, and then put in bubbles are really good when you're potty training. But don't get the little ones. Just go for the big ones. Because if you get them on the potty, they normally jump off seconds later because they're bored already. But if you want to keep them on, let them blow bubbles, because it relaxes everything in their tummy. So their bowel and their bladder. And when they're blowing, you know, it's like when you give birth and they say, pant, pant. You're like, I don't want to pant. Why am I panting? But that's because we tense up. You know, if we're tense, we're not going to be able to let it all come out. So bubbles are fantastic. So make a box with them, get them involved. It's really important. Put a squidgem in, a fidget toy, and just say, come on, sit down. Let's blow some bubbles for mummy or daddy. Go on, blow a big bubble. Or let's press all the buttons on here. Or just try, even if they sit on it for a couple of minutes and they get up, it's good, because some children hate sitting on them. So let's make it a bit of fun, but keep that box somewhere else. It's not to be played with every day. It's just for when they sit on the potty, but it really does work.
And the next question is, how do you encourage your little one to use the potty?
definitely rewards, you know. Some people don't like rewarding, but I'm a great believer of rewarding your children and praising them for what they do. This is a huge milestone. So if they can see that they've got that goal to achieve it, they will do it. So my little reward system that I use with my little ones when I potty train them is I leave a little fairy door. So the night before they start potty training, you can make that as well. You don't have to buy it. Get your crafts out. A little fairy door. And we leave the nappies there the night before we're going to start. And then the next day, there's a little letter from the fairy, a little bit of icing sugar all over the carpet. And they've left some little presents with a poo and a wee emoji on the front of them. They can just email me and I'll send them all some. And basically, they wrap them up the next day and the poo and wee fairy have left them for them. And you say to them, if you do a wee wee, you can have this little present. If you do a poo, you can have that little present. So visually, they can see it rather than you just saying, right, if you do all your wees and poos in your potty today, tomorrow we're going to take you to a shop and buy you some sweeties. To them, that's like 10 years away in their little life. So if they can visually see those prizes in front of them and you can keep prompting them throughout the day, oh, are we going to get a wee prize? Are we going to get a poo prize? They love it. It really encourages them to use the potty.
And is that first introduction to the potty really important as well in terms of how their relationship with it is set up, I guess, seeing it as a fun, relaxing spot to be rather than something that your parents are really stressed about you doing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because some children can get really stressed with it and it can make them a little bit naughty while you're potty training. So be aware of that. But this is just because it's quite a lot for them to take on. Yeah. So if you make it fun and children visually respond to stuff, you know, yes, they love cuddles and we all love cuddling them and stuff and saying, well done, and use some great, you know, positive language with them. But if they've got something visually they can see, it makes them want to do it more. And yes, you've got to get them involved. Let them choose their own potty as well. You know, don't just plonk them with a plastic potty in front of them and say, right, sit on that. You know, get them involved from the offset because it's them that's doing it. Yes, yeah, we're training them, but they love picking their pajamas, don't they? And their big boy and big girl pants and stuff. So let them pick their potty. You can do it on any Amazon, any online store, or take them into a store. But it's really important that you involve them because it makes them want to bond with it. I know it sounds strange, but it does work.
We actually have some questions from the Happy Mum, Happy Baby community about potty training. So I'm going to put some of those to you. One person has asked, is there an age where your little one should be potty trained by?
Really, by the time they start school, you know, because we've had recent statistics saying that there's a lot of children not potty trained and going into school in nappies for one reason or another. But I think you need to get them trained for when they start reception, if they're able-bodied and they haven't got anything going on. Because what happens is, you know, then that becomes a bit of a problem. And you know, little children don't mean to be, but they think that a child's having accidents in class, bullying starts, and it will really make that child feel bad about themselves. So I would say the biggest mistake, and this is not a criticism to any parents, but a lot of parents think, right, okay, my child's starting school in September, I'm going to start potty training in July. That's not enough time. You've got to give yourself some time here because all sorts can go on. They can get poorly, you know, they might not want to do it. They might find pooing difficult. So I think that just give yourself some time. But yeah, I would love to see more children properly potty trained by the time they start reception. Some children can take a week. Some children can take 6 months. So give yourself some time, but really start in school, definitely.
Someone actually asked another question about the time, like how much time should you give to potty training? Is there a good time to do it? Like, say it's the summer, like children are going to be wearing less clothes, or is there a week where you may be at home more and therefore that's easier? What's the best way?
Potty training is all year round, okay? So if your little one's ready in January, you can't say, oh, I'm going to wait till July.
Yeah.
You can miss the boat as well with this. It's quite tricky, really. You've got to get it all right. So basically, I would say there's no set time when you should do it. When they're ready, start, okay? But every child reacts differently to potty training. It could take a week. It could take, like I say, 6 months. But if you think, right, I've got next week off, it does help. The only reason I'm saying it, I'm not saying stay in because I don't believe that. Okay, the first day, yes, maybe. Just so they can understand the reward system, they know where the potty is. But after that, venture out for little short bursts of journeys. And the reason it's good when you're home, because if you're doing it a certain way and then they go to nursery the next day, there can be mixed messaging. And that can actually make potty training regress. Always speak to your nursery and say, look, you know, we're doing this reward system at home. I know you don't want us to bring presents in because of other kids, but can I give you some poo and wee emojis in a little bag and they can bring them home to us? So I would say it is nice to have at least a few days with them one-to-one as parents when you potty train. But I'm not saying you need to do that to stay in. It's just so they find their feet and you find their feet, because, you know, you'll find that they might want to poo on the toilet and they might want to wee in the potty, or they go off hiding. So you start learning their tricks, because they can be really sneaky when they do this. So, yeah, there's no set time, but just it can be any time of the year. The thing about summer, it was wait till the summer. Yes, like you said, wearing less clothes. That's not realistic. Yeah. I've got so many children that are starting in January and they're ready. So you've got to go with it.
Yeah. Absolutely, that's interesting. My little one has a language delay. You spoke about language delay, actually. Should I wait to start?
So, no, because you can use visual aids, so flashcards, potty training flashcards. And I use these with children. You know, I've taught children that have Down syndrome, nonverbal, autism, and they can potty train. Yes, it does take a little bit longer, but if they're nonverbal, the best way to do it is to get these visual aids. They've got a lovely picture on, and then on the back, they explain what they have to do. But place these visual aids above the potty, and one above where you wash your hands, or one above the toilet, and then do the others with them, like nappy or big pants. It's got all lovely cards in there. And do this with them daily, so they visually see what they've got to do. And then there's a wee and poo emoji in this pack, and they can hold up the wee, or they can hold up the poo when they need the poo. So it can be done. It takes a little bit more patience, but I'm a great believer, like, if you keep going, crack on. If you think they're showing signs, even if they're nonverbal, they're showing signs, go with it. But use some visual aids. You'll need them, definitely.
Someone has written in saying, my daughter was potty trained but has gone back to nappies since her sister was born. Is this regression normal?
Yes, because she wants to be like a baby. So mummy's there changing the nappy, you know, she wants to be baby. She's like, hang on a minute, this is great. She's getting all the attention. So I'm just going to go back to nappies again. It's very normal. So because you've just had a baby, just wait for a few weeks, let baby settle in, you settle in, because a lot for you to take on trying to have baby and potty train, and then start a fresh system again in, you know, a couple of months' time when you're settled. Set up a new reward system and then hide the nappies, because what they do is they know where their nappies are and they will go and give them to you, or they go and put them on. I've had so many children that do this. And then get her helping with the baby. So changing the nappy and showing her this is what babies do. So you're helping mummy because you're a big girl. So just make her feel important. But it is regression. Yeah, it's normal.
Once you've decided to start potty training and toilet training, is it difficult if... or is it mixed messaging if you then go back into nappies and try to get them back out of it? Once you're out, should you try and stay out?
So there's a certain period. So if you've been doing it for a couple of weeks and you're having the odd accident, great. But if you've been doing it for a couple of weeks and there's everyone's an accident for 2 weeks, they're not ready. So stop, put the brakes on and start again in a couple of months. But keep the education going, the books and the cards and apps or whatever. Like some parents say, like, you know, I've been doing it for 4 weeks. She's screaming. She's not eating. She's getting up in the night. Well, she's not ready. It's stressing her out. Stop. I'm a great believer of going to big girl, big boy pants, because pull-ups are fantastic if you need to use them for journeys and nighttime. That's a different story. The mixed messaging comes where you're moving from a nappy to a pull-up because they still feel the same. They don't know the difference. It's the same material. So they're thinking, oh, yeah, it doesn't matter if I go in here. I'm wearing a nappy. So my biggest thing is get potty training pants that are cloth, that are reusable, because they're great. They save you money. It saves you money anyway, but you do need to go to big girl, big boy pants. That's probably the biggest mixed messaging that I get across the board with all my parents. Like, we're using pull-ups and we're not getting anywhere. Take them off. Let them feel that they've wet themselves. They need to realise what they're doing.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Interestingly, we've got one person talking about nighttime. My little one says no to nappies at night, but has never had a dry night. And he gets upset when she then has to wake him up to change the sheets. Then he finds out that he's wet. Or what can you do? Because night times, for me, it's always been that thing. That's always been a long time after they're out of their daytime nappies.
Which is right. Yeah, that's the right way to wait a long time. People think, right, we've done in the day, let's go and start nighttime. No, because they're not ready. You know, they're exercising their bladder and they're learning, and it gets stronger throughout the, you know, months on after potty training. But nighttime's tricky. But the biggest thing, when I speak to so many parents, I say, right, okay, tell me your typical day and what your child drinks, what your child eats, blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh yeah, they have a bottle before they go to bed. They have a massive beaker before they go to bed, grape, strawberries. And I'm like, God, I don't even think I could keep the bed dry at night if I had all that. So their little bladder like that. So you've got to cut that down. So definitely an hour before bedtime. Another thing we all do, and I did it as well, like, come on, hurry up and do a wee before bed. Hurry up. Come on, brush your teeth. Hurry up. Because you just want them in bed because you're knackered. And it's fair enough. But we can't do that when we're trying to keep them dry at night, because what they do is they sit down, do some of it, go to sleep and do the rest of it in their sleep. So we need to get them to empty their bladder fully. But also in the day, you find that kids will rush. You know, they've got their best program on, they're playing there with their toys and they're in and out. And you're like, that's quick, 2 second wee. So a lot of them don't empty their bladders enough in the day. So be a little bit mindful if you're having big bed wetting that they're probably not fully emptying their bladder in the day as well. Definitely the liquids and fruit. There's so much liquid in fruit. Mm. Fizzy drinks are a no as well, and caffeine drinks, because it will make you wet the bed.
Should you wait for pull-ups to be dry before you take them away? Should that be a thing that you try and move on to, like the sheet type things, so that they know that you're moving on? Are there different signs within that? Do you wait for dry pull-ups before you even start taking them away?
I think so. So definitely if they're potty trained in the day for at least 3 or 4 months, okay? Some children, not because there's anything wrong with them, so don't panic, but some children are 5, 6, even 7 before. They can still have accidents, okay? So it's normal. Obviously, if they're having loads and loads and loads, then look at what you're feeding them in the day. But what I would say is that, yes, start the process of, right, okay, they're going to bed at 7 o'clock, at 5 o'clock. I'm not saying don't give them anything to drink so they're, like, dehydrated, but they don't need a big beaker like this or a massive bottle of milk, because it's not going to happen. So start in your mind thinking, right, okay, from Monday, I'm going to start reducing some food and liquids and be mindful of not rushing them, and then see how it goes with that pull-up on and if it's getting drier, which it normally does.
Yeah.
But if it's saturated, then they're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
They're not ready for it. Some children do sleep really deeply. That can be a little bit of a problem for parents. So you do sometimes, you know, have to think, right, okay, it's going to take a little bit longer when they sleep deeply. But when you do decide to do it, make sure you're set up, because if they do have that accident, have your sheet ready at the end of the bed, have their pajamas ready, because otherwise, you know, no one likes being woken up in the middle of the night, even parents. So you've got to go in, change your sheets, they've wet their thing, they're all upset and you can't find the sheets or the pajama bottom. So have a little thing at the end of the bed so you're ready in case it does happen. Definitely a little nightlight as well, because a lot of bed wetting, we just did a survey, and some of it's because they're scared of the dark.
Oh.
Yeah, so you've got to have a little nightlight for them, and, you know, even have a potty in the room so they can go straight to it. But a lot of children are scared of the dark, so, and a lot of parents say, you know, we've put a light in and it's working. So get a nice little soft light for them as well. Or even if you got a hallway, leave the little light on out there so they can come to mummy and daddy and ask to go to the toilet.
There's even those little, if you don't want a light, those little plug-in
Little things.
Yeah, like a tiny little glow that just leads their
way. Yeah, it's just a little glow. I mean, you don't need some big ring light or anything for them, but just a little tiny
floodlights. The floodlights are on.
Floodlights, yeah. Don't wet the bed because we've got all the lights on. So, no, yeah, those little glow plugins, they're really good. That's just enough for you to see, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're really good.
One person has said, my little one does wheeze in the toilet, but never his number twos. I've had to throw away so many pants. Is pooing harder to conquer for some?
100%. It is why my biggest question that I get asked. So,
really?
And it's funny because I went to someone's house to do some potty training earlier this year and I was potty training this boy. He was so cute, so switched on. And I said, why don't you want to poo in the potty? He said, because it stinks. I don't like it. And I don't want it to be brown. And I said, well, I'm never going to be... I mean, I know I can perform miracles, but that's one I can't change. So, and he just said, I just don't like it and it hurts when it comes out. So it's quite funny because what happens is children go through different phases when they're growing up and they go fussy eating, or one minute they eat everything, then they don't, and they get a little bit more harder poos. And a lot of children might have that constipation poo, the one hard poo, and it will put them off pooing.
Right.
And another little girl said to me, it's funny because I love getting into their little head. She said, it's because it feels like something very heavy is coming out and I don't want it to come out. Uh-huh. And I said, but it's all your food that goes in your tummy and it's got to come out. And what's your favourite food? So talk to them. You know, I'm a great believer, always have been with my kids. Talk to them openly about it. I said, well, you know, you like your Marmite sandwiches and you like this and you can't have any more unless you do a poo because you're going to be like that. And you just got to sit down and come down to their level with it. But pooing is very difficult for children to get, so set up a poo reward system with the poo emojis on the front and the poo fairies left it. But when they do poo in their pants, don't just chuck them away, go and empty it into the toilet with them. Show them again the visuals, show them where it's got to go, wave bye bye to poo, and then they get a prize. So it is harder, but again, blow in bubbles, get them to relax, sit on that toilet a little bit longer, because that will really relax their bowels. But it is a tricky one to get right. But set up, just focused on a poo reward system to make them feel good about it. And like I said earlier, don't point out if it's big, stinky or whatever, because that will make them regress even more with poos.
Yeah.
And a lot of parents do that. Oh, God, we've all done it, haven't we, when we change nappies. Oh, that's stinky. Or that's fine when they're babies, but when they're older, they take that literally, like something stinky's coming out of their bum and they don't like it.
Yeah. And obviously, if they are holding it in, that's going to lead to constipation and then it's going to get even worse.
It leads to constipation. It leads to a child becoming a little bit naughty because they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It leads them to losing their appetite as well. So the biggest thing you can do, make sure they're having plenty of liquids, is another thing when you're potty training. I really want to emphasise on that, because a lot of parents say, oh yeah, we've stopped them drinks in the day so they don't have an accident, so they don't wet themselves. And I'm like, oh,
you're just dehydrating your child.
You're dehydrating your child, and then they're not going to poo because it's going to be so hard and they're not going to get it out. So no, lots of fluids. But the poo thing is more tricky, but you need to have patience with it, and definitely let's make it fun, you know? And then they do get it in the end. It is something that does sort itself out, but it can take longer.
Mm. One person has said, my little one uses the potty at nursery, but not at home. I've got no idea why.
Because I've been to visit many nurseries, and that is because they do them on regular intervals. They go with their little friends.
Right.
That's why. Because they're trying to impress their little best friend at nursery. Like, I can use this. I'm so cool. And for mummy and daddy, you know what it's like. Like, it's like behaviour, isn't it? They're always really good for someone else and come home and they play up for mummy and daddy. It's the same thing with that scenario. So she's using it because her friend's using it and she wants to be the big girl. So another really good thing while I'm on this as well, it's really good if you've got mates that aren't like criticizing you about potty training and you're about to do it, you can do it together as well, like a potty training buddy. It's really good. It does work. I've got lots of parents doing this at the moment. So you can do it together because they love to follow each other and copy each other. But in this scenario is, again, set up a fun system for her at home to encourage her to do it and make it more fun for her, because at the moment she's having a bit of fun with it, going with her little friend. But at home, she can't be bothered because she's got playing, she's got too much going on, and it's mummy and daddy telling her. So again, let's make it fun, you know? It's all about seeing it through the toddler's eyes, and that's what I believe in when you do this.
Yeah. Do you have any best words to use for potty training? Are there any words that are just like, no, I guess like stinky?
Yeah, stinky. And I really hate it when, it's funny because I was in a supermarket the other day and the little child wanted to wee and she goes, do you want to go and do a tinkle winkle? Do you want to do a tinkle winkle? And the kid was looking at her thinking, what the hell is a tinkle winkle? And he was crossing his legs. And I really wanted to say, just use wee. Can you just use wee? I have to stop myself, like, because it's like ridiculous. I get barred from all the supermarkets. But, you know, and you could see that the kid was like looking, thinking, tinkle winkle, tinkle winkle. That doesn't really relate to anything. So just use wee and poo. Firstly, that is what it is. And secondly, they're very short words that our kids can say.
Yeah.
So we need them to be able to say it. So, yeah, that really does bug me. It's up to you if you want to do it. Like, I never judge any parents, but wee and poo, they recognise those words very quickly and they can say them because they're very short. So don't make up Sprinkleton, you know, Tinkleton, whatever. Just do wee and poo. We're fine with that.
So another part of it, taking away the aspect of getting things wrong or being bad if they have accidents. I guess the wording of an act, like if they have an accident, how is that worded so that that doesn't kind of play on their mind and become like fester into something massive?
Yeah, because it is hard. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. When I did it the first time, I was like, oh, for God's sake, you know, you knew you wanted a wee, you know, and I'm no perfect person and, you know, you shouldn't be a perfect parent. And I think it's really important, it's the language you use with them. So it's like, oh, never mind, you know, next time let's try and get it in the potty. Do you think that should have gone in the potty? It's your tone, which is important. Never tell them off, never tell them off, because it's hard not to. So if you feel you're going to tell them off, just go outside and scream or something or go and get a large gin, but don't tell them off, okay? So try not to just say, okay, never mind, let's just get you, change your pants, get them involved as well. Let's pull your pants down, your wet pants, and let's get your big pants back on. Get them involved. That's important because they soon get sick of doing that. It is the language and your expression. So don't go angry at them. Just say, you know, never mind, you know, where do you think it should have gone? So put the ball in their court. If they've done a poo in their pants, again, take it to the toilet. Well done. Thank you for helping me. Let's wash your hands next time. Where are we going to get it? So it's a bit of one of those. You do get the odd child that will wee for a reaction as well. They will do it because they're playing, they're watching, they're so engrossed in what they're doing, they wee and they laugh. Now, if they laugh, don't laugh back. Just say, well, I don't think that's funny. I think that's actually silly that you've done that. So you can use words like happy, sad, silly, but like not naughty, no, you shouldn't have done it. So there's ways of using the words. So choose your words wisely when you do think, okay, they've had an accident, but never tell them off. I mean, I saw something online the other day where they put them on a naughty step because they wet themselves. I mean, well, they're always going to relate that to something really bad. And at the end of the day, even sometimes they can be little monkeys. They just want to please mummy and daddy. That's all they want to do, especially during this time, because it's a difficult time for them, potty training. It really does turn their world upside down.
And finally, one person has said they've got twins. Do I do them at the same time or separately?
Well, again, they've got different personalities. I've potty trained a lot of twins. I tell you what, they're hard. It's hard days when you've got twins climbing all over you and weeing all over you. But I would say that basically you start together and then you just see what happens. There's no set rule to twins because one will get it and the other one might not get it. But believe me, after a week of that, the other child who is getting it, the one that's not, they start thinking, right, I'm not having this, you know, I'm going to follow. So they do tend to follow. Not always. Just go with it at the beginning and make sure you get them individual potties as well, because I always take potties when I go and see people. And I said, what one do you want? And they both wanted a different potty and they swapped it all day. They're swapping from potties. But then they got really attached to their own and they wouldn't let the other one sit on it. So, you know, there's a bit of a war going on who's having what potty. Let them choose their own potties again and one each and make it an individual process with them, but start it together. And if one takes to it and the other one doesn't, don't worry, they will do it eventually.
Yeah.
There's no set rules to twins.
Is that the big overriding piece of advice of the whole thing is don't worry, they will get it.
They will get it. I mean, how many children do you see going to university in nappies?
I say this about the sleep thing as well. You know, it's all fine. They will sleep. They will poo on the toilet. It'll be fine.
Yeah, they would do all of it. Listen, you wait until your boys are 16, 17. You'll be going, get up. Come on. You're going to miss the bus. You've got to go to the thing. You know, and like my 15-year-old, the other day, she goes, Mum, She goes, do you not know that I'm a teenager? And I said, well, I do. So what's that got to do with anything? She said, because we sleep. We sleep, Mum. And I said, I know, but you've got to get up. It's like 11 o'clock just because you've woken up for school. Yeah, but we've got to sleep. We've got to sleep. We're growing. And I'm like, yeah, all right. I said, I was a teenager once. Well, clearly you didn't want to sleep. But it's like anything. You don't see him in it. Just chill out. Okay, yeah. Don't listen to people's opinions. Every child is different. You parent the way you want to parent and try mm-hmm. your best. That's all we can do throughout their lifetime. And it's the same with potty training. And, you know, my kids are all potty trained. They're fine, you know. And there's some children that I know who've got younger children. I get so many godchildren, by the way, because they just want me to potty train their kids. That's why I think.
That's so
it's not
sneaky.
Because they like me.
I love it.
It's not because they like me. It's like, oh, by the way. So, you know, and get them texting me all the time going, she just won't test. We'll just give up then for a little bit. She's not ready. Just chill. Go with it. You know, you'll have a much happier home if you don't set your expectations too high or theirs.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. Just do the best you can as a parent. Like, we all try. That's it. You know, there's no right or wrong, is there?
Mm-hmm. Amanda, we finish each episode with you completing three sentences. The first one is being a parent means...
the world to me, actually, because I always wanted to be a parent when I was a little girl. I had so many dollies and I was always pretending to be a parent at the age of six. So being a parent, yeah, definitely, it means the world to me.
And the next sentence, if I could tell you one thing, it would be?
Don't let other people judge you. Just do your best. Definitely.
And finally, I'm happy when?
I'm sat around the table on Sunday, cooking a roast dinner with all my family. It's my best day.
So good. Do all your kids, are all your kids still at home or have they started?
Sunday at the Jenner's, because my surname's Jenner, obviously. It's the Jenner Roast. I'm very well known for my roast dinners. Yeah, they come out. And my youngest is still at home. The other two, just every Sunday, the doorbell goes, they're in.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, they're still my babies. They will never changes. And I don't know, I think it's because my family are Maltese. It's very family orientated, isn't it? So mm-hmm. we eat loads of food. I love food.
Yeah.
And my kids love food. We all cook. They cook since they were little. So it's, Sunday is my ultimate day. I love it. It just makes me happy to see them all sat around here with me. I love it.
Good. Amanda, thank you so much. It's been brilliant talking to you about a topic that should really be quite simple, but that we all fret about.
Thank you so much for having me. And remember, just do your best.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.